Hi everyone, it's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Thursday, February 8th, and we had a very nice day. We had a good deal of sunshine, and we had temperatures right around or a little bit above 50 degrees in many places, especially in the five boroughs. Now, we're going to have a few more warm days, but we are going to see a stair-step decline in temperature, and unfortunately, we are going to lose the sun. And that won't quite keep us from warming up, but we might not reach our full temperature potential, given the setup that we're going to be in. So we're going to see an onshore flow develop as high pressure slinks to our south. So we're going to have a lot of low clouds and fog around to start the day on Friday. And we might see the sun peak out just a little bit, but thinking temperatures are going to be relegated to the upper 40s and low 50s. The wind will be going southwest as a warm front goes by. And as that storm system heads across eastern Canada, we're going to watch a cold front come through on Saturday. So this will be accompanied by temperatures that'll be well above average and a few showers. So we'll drop back into the low 40s Friday night. Saturday, I don't think there's going to be much in the way of sun, which is why temperatures are going to be relegated while still well above average to the low to mid 50s. And after about noon, we are going to see scattered showers running around. Now, Saturday night will drop back into the low to mid 40s, certainly not bad for February. Sunday, we're going to watch weak high pressure building in, so we'll see clouds gradually decrease through the day, and this air mass is not exceptionally cold. So temperatures Sunday will still be around 50 degrees. Now, of course, we've heard a lot about a storm system next week, likely Monday night into Tuesday. Now, we're not going to have strong high pressure to our north. We don't have a good flow of quality cold air. Precipitation type is going to depend, of course, on the track and strength of the low, and particularly the upper low. If we do have a more well-defined southern shortwave, its stronger circulation could pull in the colder air more efficiently from the north and west. So track further south and east would put us solidly in the cold sector, but it is also marginal cold air, and the models have been sort of waffling with the track. Today they've been trending colder. If we get a northern stream shortwave involved, this low is going to wind up tucked too far into the coast. So just an example, the 12Z European model gave us mostly rain because it had a further north low track. But the GFS, the same run, the 12Z, was significantly further south, perhaps even too far to the south, and it gave us just a little bit of snow. So this is going to take us a few more days to figure out what's going to happen. We will get a better idea of what's going to happen with this tomorrow and then on Saturday as this starts to come into view of the short-range models, and we can address things like the boundary layer temperatures, because the ocean is still warm because this winter has not been all that cold in and around New York City and Long Island. So get the shovels on the ready, put them on standby, but I'm not convinced yet that we're going to use them. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to JC Weather NYC in Long Island on Facebook and on Patreon at JC Weather.